finish listening to the tape, the one, I guess it was the last one you made before Pat left, about the poker game and the birthday party and all. I think I have told you that the war is over. Right? Have I ever said that before? Well, after last night, I take it all back. The war is not over. I was off to the guard last night. This was a routine little chore that I have about once every 2 weeks or so, in charge of the guards that guard the flight line and the company area and all that. And we had a little disturbance. Before I go on, I better say that this tape is not for the faint-hearted. But I will continue. I always make my rounds and check up on my guards, walk out on the flight line. And it's a normal procedure for the officer of the guard to carry his gun, in this case my .38, which I did, as usual. And you go out and check up on my guards every hour to be sure they're awake and have their rifles handy and that there's no trouble and all is secure. Well, it's usually a routine and very peaceful and relaxing job, actually. Except on this one particular row of revetments, I don't know where the guards were, but I noticed three people were intently working on a helicopter, or so I thought, so I walked over. I had my flashlight in my left hand, and I usually play this game. I was trying to sneak up on my guards without them knowing me. I didn't have my flashlight on. It was a fairly clear night, though. Well, not real clear, but the stars were out, the moon wasn't. And I noticed these guys were wearing shorts. So this is a little unusual. So I unstrapped my gun, pulled the safety strap off, and I got about, 15 or 20 yards. They still hadn't seen me. And then I saw something that really scared me. There were two AKs leaning up against the helicopter and three Vietnamese people. And I mean, I was really scared. But when deciding that no, it can't be what it appears, I walked in a little closer and drew my gun and shouted out in a rather frog-like voice, Chihoy, which means surrender. And I don't exactly remember what else I said, but the first sound I made, the one that was closest to the 2AK, grabbed for one, and I shot him. And another one, and I shot the next one right next to him, because he was also making a grab for the AK. And the third one was running in the opposite direction. And so I decided, well, I don't know, I just let him go. But we had two dead indigenous personnel on our flight line that night. And wow, it was really something. There's no doubt in anybody in the company's mind that they were Viet Cong. We found a booby trap in the aft door on the helicopter they were working on, We grounded all the aircraft and called the bomb squadron out and went over every aircraft and every inch of the airfield. We never found a trace of the third one that got away. We have two captured AK-47s and about 10 pounds of C-4 high explosive and six caps, and only one booby trap was set on this one bird. It was set to go off when the pedals were moved. It would have gone off of the aircraft on the ground, the first movement of the pedals. I spent the whole day down in battalion today, filling out reports and what have you. I don't know what's going to become of it. Everything is okay over here. I'm really shaken. But, that's about all there was to it. As soon as the shots were fired, my guards woke up and came to my aid. As a matter of fact, one of my guards almost ran into the third fleeing Vietnamese, although he was unarmed, as near as I could tell. They woke up the old man. The whole company area was awakened. It was really quite a night. But that was about it. I may get another medal out of it. I don't know. It's really a unique experience. I don't know. I'm glad that I didn't take any chances with them, actually. It would have been better if I could have taken them alive, but that's the way it goes. I wasn't even going to take any chances. Like I said, the war's still going on, and people are still dying over here, and I don't know. I always wondered what would happen in a case like this. Now I know. It's so much like you think it is, and then it isn't. It's really weird. But so much for that. Tomorrow I'm up on the board and I go out flying again, just as if nothing had ever happened, which is the way we always do around here. But certainly I'm glad I had extremely lethal ammunition for my gun. I was a little worried at first because the bullets I use are not legal according to the Geneva Convention, but the military ammunition is not lethal enough, and especially in the 38s, as John can tell you. And whenever all I've got is the 38 Special and they've got AKs, I'm not even going to feel sorry for them a bit. Nobody said anything to me about it. I don't think they even noticed, really. So that's the only thing I was worried about. I thought they might, dig out the bullets and see that they're all mushroomed out. But I guess they didn't. So I guess I'm in the clear. I should get a medal out of it. I don't know whether I will or not. I really don't care. It's the first action we've had in the company for a long time, we haven't even had any rocket attacks like we used to have them a while back. But, I don't know. I'm changing my mind. The war is still going on over here. So, I'm really sorry at our news coverage that we get. I thought maybe it might make the Stars and Stripes, but it didn't, or it hasn't yet. If it does, I'll send you the article. Of course, I suppose if, I don't know, it's kind of a strange feeling. I don't want to be proud or unhappy about it. It's just a weird feeling. Of course, they really didn't have a chance as far as I saw it. If they'd have had a chance, I wouldn't have stood out in the open. Well, actually, I wasn't really out in the open. I was behind a revetment. But, and I was close enough that I couldn't have missed, so. And there's no way to call the guards without, you know, them hearing me, so. That was really the only thing I could do. So, well, that's about all that. So much for the excitement. Got to fly to battalion today. Also got radar taxi. Let's see, what else? Well, that's about it. It seems like I go down to battalion regularly now. It has been in the past that I've been taken to battalion because of my attitude for flying unsafe aircraft. Well, I went down today, and ordinarily the battalion commander really, he doesn't really say that I'm a coward, but he implies it on the last two occasions that I've been stood on the carpet in front of him. This time, it was all, congratulations, Mr. Crane, you did a fine job and all this stuff, you know, and patted me on the back and gave me a drink and... I really, really got a warm welcome from him this time. He was really, really proud of me today, which I suppose is what lieutenant colonels like to see in their young aviators. Guts. But, I don't know. I still don't take any chances. I almost told him that the ammunition I used on him was not legal, but I kind of have a feeling he knew, but didn't say anything. I was really worried about that right after I shot him, because especially after I saw the gaping wound that really turned him inside out. But, well, that's enough for that, I guess. If you want more gory details, write me and I'll let you know. Unfortunately, I didn't get any pictures. I really kicked myself for that. I wasn't thinking very good last night. So I didn't get any pictures of them, so. It really isn't quite a bad feeling at all over here, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. And after all, in spite of the fact that it's really a diplomatic mess, they are communists. They are the bad guys. And they were going to kill some of us if their little booby trap had worked. So I didn't feel at all bad about it. I don't know. I guess this is just war. But as a matter of fact, it was really kind of a, groovy deal looking back on it. And I hope that's the last time anything like that ever happened. Yeah, we got drunks running up and down the hall now. Well, I guess I've talked enough about that. They don't make a very big deal out of this, something like this over here. It happens quite often. Guns do it all the time and don't even write home about it, I guess. But, I don't know. Things have been so dull around here for so long, there really wasn't much to do. I don't know. That's what we're over here for, so we might as well kill as many gooks as we can. Close range, I guess, is just a little more personal than punching off salvos of rockets from a cobra or dropping napalm out the doors of your slick, I guess. It's all the same. They definitely were not civilians, so not even worried about that. I don't know. I doubt if anything will come of it. So, coming home for Christmas. Wow. I don't know. I want to come. Today is the 21st. By the time you get this, it'll be the 1st of December. Wow. I don't know. I really don't. I hate to spend that much money because I think the calf is coming home February the 1st. The old man has discouraged everybody in the company from taking from taking leaves that will cost him a great deal of money for this reason. It's not official. But it's highly rumored that the calf will be moving out the 1st of February or shortly after Tet. Moving out where, we don't know, but there's strong feeling that they may move the calf as an entire division. Move us all back to Fort Stewart, Georgia. And so for this reason, I am not planning on taking a leave or an R&R before February the 1st. But I think I've told you this before, but I can't remember. So don't expect me before February the 1st. Expect me after February the 1st, one way or the other. Either I'll come home with the calf, or the calf will stay here and I'll come home on a leave. But either way, I'm planning on coming February the 1st. And it's not soon enough to suit me. But that's as much as I can tell right now. Let's see. I'm really getting snowed under in cassettes now. I've got about 4 that I need to return to y'all. They're really stacking up big. I think I'll save one. You said in this cassette that I got today that you were going to send Grandma and Grandpa a cassette recorder. So I'll save one and send it to them. And maybe I ought to send one to Annie Pat, too. Coca-Cola, yeah, and what else? Hey, watch out for my pictures back there. Baby. Everybody is drunk tonight for some reason. I can't understand it. Running up and down the halls, ranting and raving. I've drowned them all. It sounds like John has taken over my stereo. For you, John, there's no way that you can hook up your little backwards tape recorder to that amplifier and get any good tone out of it. The reason you have no tone is because your amplifier can't record it. and no way you hook it up will put something there that isn't there to begin with. So that's about all I can say about that. But now, whether you know it or not, you can crack those speakers by turning the volume up on that amplifier too much. So don't get carried away. When you go more than halfway, turn the bass down, and don't go more than three quarters of the way on the volume knob, or you will blow the speakers. And if you do blow the speakers, they cost $70 a piece. And I'm counting on using those when I get home, so don't think I've forgotten about them. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. You said that I hadn't mentioned Laurie in any of my tapes. Well, what can I say about a young lady that I've never met? I heard her utter a few utterances on this tape, which is really funny. What are you doing, swinging her by her heels to make her squawk? Yes, I used to do that to all my brothers and sisters, so. let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. Catherine and her orthodontist. Catherine, you must tell me everything about your orthodontist. I don't care what anybody says. I like to hear about things like that. And John, you can tell me all about my stereo and your motorcycle and your guns and your unpregnant dog. Or should I say your barren dog? What I really want to hear about is Jim's girlfriends. That's what interests me the most. That's got to be the subject to hear. Or anybody's girlfriends. If Catherine's got some boyfriends, but nobody seems to be talking very much. I'm not very up on all the boyfriend and girlfriend situations. But I'll give you a little piece of advice, John. I have found that a stereo is more conducive to popularity than a car is. I've tried them both, and I think a stereo is the one that does it, really, if you want my honest opinion. Especially for the money, it definitely beats a car by a long ways. You need transportation, but that's not what I'm talking about. And, let's see, David, brother. When I get my hands on him, he just better have a good story. I don't know how anybody can mess up so many times and still not be drafted really gets me. I hate to wish the army on anybody, having experienced it myself. But I think maybe if he got drafted, he'd be in a lot better shape. He certainly had me going. I thought he was sincere there for a while. I was completely taken in by him. I don't know when I've goofed up that bad on judging a fellow, what do you want to call it, revolutionary, contemporary. But I really was. You see, I can see through most kids. I can tell when they're sincere and when they're not. But I'm really surprised at David. I don't know. Yeah, so much for David, I guess. Other things in the AO. Well, Flying is still rather limited. I fly about once every 4 days or so now, a little bit more than I have been in the past. And as you can hear, we have just come under a rocket attack. Just a second. Well, there we are, crawling around on the floor. That was already going out. We just had a rocket hit. I don't know. We weren't even close, which is why I didn't jump. Activity is picking up a little bit, actually. Not a great deal. It's not anywhere near the level it was when I first came over here. When I first came over here, we got rockets regularly, and the last couple of months here, it's really slacked off. We were down to about a rocket a month, and we actually still are. This is the first rocket in about 2 months. But I don't know. When we had those sappers the other night, those were the first ones. We caught we killed six in the wire the night before. The Green Line guards did. They killed six, and they said there was about 25 or so that got away when the shooting started. Well, as near as they can tell. They had quite a fierce firefight out there the other night. I personally think these guys have been living in Lyke Village the whole time. I don't think that they came from the outside. I think they came from within. I definitely know one of them was, because there were only two AKs and there was three gooks, so that means that one of them was probably from Lyke Village. He probably showed the other two outsiders in and got them in where the flight line was. And he's probably back in Lyke Village now. That's what worries me. But it'll be a while before he comes on my flight line again. I feel sure.
Hey.
Huh?
Just a tape thing.
And another drunk just walked in.
When I even got to finish doing that tape I had.
Yeah? Have you been drinking?
No.
You haven't been drinking?
I've been with the old man.
Yeah? What's the old man got to say?
I was with some vendors.
Yeah? What are you trying to do?
Oh, pick a gander fast.
Where?
See the edge of it right there?
That's not a steel dart.
It most certainly is.
Oh.
Check that out right there.
Yeah?
That's hard steel. It goes all the way up to here.
Yeah?
In front of this right here is the finger.
Gee, I sure would hate to get hit by that.
Yeah, you sure would. Why are you doing this sitting here with the fan on?
Maybe because my feet were cold.
Jesus Christ,
I'm sweating.
Well,
turn the fan on, dildo. You see what I bought?
Yeah, I see it.
You like that?
I like it.
I went to the land of the big PX, and they didn't even have any new Playboys.
They didn't.
No, not one.
Do you have any lighter for me?
I thought about buying you a lighter, but I thought he was going to get one today, you know. You need to get him over at the Mac VPX. I also got a new magazine, but I can't find it. All right. That was Bateman, the guy from the Miserable Wells. His tape recorder is broken, and so he uses mine to write letters to his wife. Nobody writes letters anymore. Everybody over here is illiterate, but they sure can talk a good line into a microphone. let's see. What else? That's all.
Oh, it's not really all.
Let's see. There must be something else. I was going to say something. And then Bateman walked in, but I can't remember what it was.
Some way Fender's trying to break in the baby's room and
he's holding
the door back.
Yeah, Treadway and Salazar are drunk out of their mind. There's one over there.
Yeah,
you didn't bring me a Coke.
I didn't know you wanted one.
Do people in hell want ice water? Is Vietnam not hell?
I suppose.
Bring me ice water.
What do you want? One of your oysters?
Yeah, whatever's in there. This is the only guy over here that I can stand, really. He's pretty cool head. He's from Mineral Wells. His father's a gunsmith, John. They have over I bet they got a collection in the neighborhood of around 1,000 guns. So, Mom, I want you to hear that.